Unit 7, Exercise 28. Mary is going to marry her boyfriend, Andrew. Although she's been living in Britain for about a year, she doesn't know very much about the traditional wedding ceremony. She's come to the local clergyman to find out what to do. Listen to the clergyman's explanation and put the statements in the correct order according to the wedding procedure.
So you, Mary, are the bride. What's your fiancé's name?
Andrew.
Yours and Andrew's parents and close relatives arrive a few minutes before the bride. The bridegroom and his best friend should be in their places at least 10 minutes before the service starts. Your bridesmaids and pages wait in the church with a person who is to arrange the bride's veil before you go up the aisle. There is a tradition in Britain that the bride should arrive a few minutes late with her father, who is giving her away. As the organist starts playing, you, Mary, will move up to the aisle with your veil over the face. You go on in your father's right arm, and the bridesmaids follow. As you approach the altar, the bridesmaids and ushers go to their places in the front pews, but your chief bridesmaids stand behind the bride and hold your bouquet. Then I begin the service. First, I will explain the reason for this gathering. I will ask the people there if there is any objection to the marriage. I hope there is none.
No, of course not.
Then I will ask you and your groom if you wish to become the wedded wife and husband, and if you agree, I will pronounce you to be married. According to our custom, that is the moment for your father to pass your hand to me. I will pass it to your bridegroom, and you both say the marriage vow.
And what about the wedding rings?
It's your best man who keeps them until you've said your vows. Then he takes your wedding rings out of his pocket and places them on the open prayer book. After a prayer for the blessing of the rings, your groom will put the ring on your third finger of your left hand and you on his.
Is that all? What shall we do after that?
After the ceremony, the couple should go into the vestry to sign the register with their parents, the closest relatives, best man, and bridesmaids. Only after that you will throw back your veil and open your face. The organist starts playing again, and you and Andrew and your relatives walk down the aisle. Guests wait until the wedding procession has passed them before leaving the church.